A two-year-old boy is fighting for life in the Queensland Children's Hospital after a car rollover in Nambour overnight. Police were called to the intersection of Lamington Terrace and Panorama Drive at 6:30 p.m. where they located the toddler and a 26-year-old woman. They were treated at the scene before the boy was flown to Brisbane by the Sunshine Coast Life Flight Rescue Helicopter. He remains in a critical condition. Witnesses or anyone who saw the vehicle in Nambour before the accident are urged to contact police. Federal Transport Minister Catherine King says she is still committed to funding the Sunshine Coast Rail extension. There were fears the critical Brisbane 2032 Games legacy project was on the chopping block after 9 infrastructure projects were scrapped in response to an independent review. 2 other projects that did have all funding wiped was the Mooloola River Interchange and the Nicolin Way 3rd Avenue connection in Caloundra. Canberra has reserved $1.44 billion for the project's construction, with an additional $160 million for its business case, planning and early works. And Sunshine Coast police officers will be putting in more hours over the festive season in a bid to stamp out antisocial behaviour, theft and youth crime. Regional Operations Deputy Commissioner Shane Gillespie says they'll also have an increased presence at shopping centres, bus stops and parks in a bid to catch young offenders doing the wrong thing.
You'll see police walking through those shopping centres, engaging with the business owners, engaging with the public in them. But you'll also see police coming to, you know, the small shops, the strip shops, walking along there, speaking to business owners, making sure that we're addressing their concerns and listening to what they've got to say. But you'll also see police doing patrols on the beaches. You'll see them at night time. This is a significant increase in addition to the normal shifts that we do.